Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you, our head of news, and our co-host Melissa Kay with us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
And of course, the best listeners radio, thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend Brittany Merlot, talk a little Mother Nature. Brittany, going to be at the fair today. How's the weather going to be?
Oh, it's going to be fantastic today. But before we get to that, did you, James, because I know you love the moon, did you see the moon last night?
Oh, I saw it all right. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I probably should have been asleep like about a half an hour or 45 minutes before I did. I was outside hanging out with the dog, just checking out that moon and enjoying the night air. It was beautiful.
Yes. Did you know how rare of a moon that was that you were staring at?
I saw a little bit of information about that, but it's been a pretty busy week around here. It's a blue moon, Brittany?
It was a super blue moon. So about 3% of full moons are actually super blue moons. So very, very rare. That's not going to happen again until 2037. So I'm so glad that you got a glimpse of it.
Me too. Yeah. Wow. And I hope others did too. So 2037, we'll all meet back here, right? The three of us, we meet back here, we talk about it. Okay.
Yeah, deal. And all the listeners too. They're required.
Yes, every one of you.
Oh, good stuff. Well, today we've got a high pressure system overhead, which means it is a perfect day for the fair. We've got barely any winds. We've got sunny skies all day long. No chance of rain. We are staying completely dry and nice and comfortable with temperatures only rising to highs in the low 70s. That's it. I think we're going to hit about 72 degrees. A perfect, beautiful day. I'm pretty sure that people sing about this kind of weather.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Brittany, we're singing already. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And thanks for the information about the moon. That is so cool. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Have a great start to your day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. She's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pull an audible real quick. I got an intro I want to get to, but in a second here, because I want to say somebody else that's pretty awesome, Melissa Kay around here. Mel, you did a great job with the news this morning. Thanks for getting to that as quickly as you were able to about what happened here in Wisconsin Rapids this morning. Mm-hmm. Thanks for covering that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was kind of a pretty big deal in our little town.
I get it. It's your job. I understand you're doing your thing. But I do want to highlight these things when we can, because I feel like we get so caught up and we have such a busy industry. And there's, you know, in 5 minutes, there's going to be another thing for you to be working on and doing and everything. So I want to shout you out. It was nice work.
Well, thanks. I want to shout out our officers for helping to take care of that situation quickly and for keeping everyone safe and themselves safe, too. Nobody was injured besides the man who was doing the things that he should not have been doing.
Right. Thanks, because that's what I was going to do, was shout out our police officers. Mm-hmm. But now it sounds lame if I do it right after. No,
well,
I'm joking.
I think you
no,
can,
we
James.
Do. We do shout them out. We do appreciate them. Be safe out there, guys, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff this morning. Not only do we have the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club right around the corner, but and we're going to be talking about the Marshfield State Fair and a Central Wisconsin State Fair in just a moment here. But along with that, I want to get into the top state fair foods we've been Googling for 2024.
Ooh.
We've got that
food.
We've got that one coming up. How many of us wash our feet in the shower? We're going to get into that one. I know, Melissa. I know the things I come across.
You know, it's an important thing to talk about. It is.
That's coming up. But all I want to talk about is the fact that we might be able to get away with 25 cups of coffee, everybody. We could be drinking more coffee.
I knew when I sent you that article. And I legit just glanced through it, so I hope you read it in its entirety.
Yes, I did, yes. We'll have some fun with that. 9 o'clock hour kickoff, a bit of entertainment news. Got some cool things going on there. We're going to talk about some local theater and even close-by theater, if you will. That's coming up a little bit later. We're also going to get into, okay, millennials, 15 old, quote-unquote old people things that millennials agree with. That's
the old
up.
People are going to have some complaints for us, I think.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
I will probably be in that camp.
I'm almost positive I am. Yeah. I've just accepted that, especially now that I'm officially going to be a papa. I'm going to be a grandpa and everything. Mm. You kind of have to accept it then, don't you?
you really
can't fight it that much.
No.
I do want to get to a couple of real quick things. One, I meant to do this yesterday, and we had a little bit of technical stuff going on, so I just got sidetracked. But this weekend, got a haircut and styling from Shyler from Relax, Refresh, and Reconnect here in town.
Nice.
She joined us a couple of months back as a new chamber member, and just had a great conversation with her, talked about her. Her husband actually is a small business owner as well, owns the Magic the Gathering store, the card shop in town here,
cool.
where they game and everything.
Nice. I haven't been there yet.
Kind of a power couple, those two.
Yeah, no kidding.
She is amazing, and I want to encourage you to buy local, support local, and visit her website, Relax, Refresh, Reconnect. Be sure to check that out, everybody, and make an appointment today and see the great work that she is. She was able to get me in with less than 24 hours notice. I've got an audition this week, and she got me all ready for it.
Nice.
And appreciate her. So big shout out to her. And again, buy local, support local, everybody. But before we get to the fair talk, Melissa, I did want to mention something, and I am going somewhere with this, so hang with me.
Okay.
I highly doubt you have ever seen the movie Any Given Sunday with Al Pacino and Jamie Foxx. It's a football movie.
No, I don't think so.
Well, long story short, Al Pacino plays a coach kind of on his way out with the team, and the team is kind of trying to get him off there, you know, trying to get rid of him so they can bring in the new young coach and everything. And the movie is kind of played as if he's kind of getting ready to ride off into the sunset with his coaching career and everything and retire. But at the very end of the movie, there's kind of a twist at the press conference. Spoiler alert, anybody hasn't seen it. It's a 20-year-old movie, so... But at the end of the movie, he announces that he's actually not retiring, but accepting a new job with a new expansion team, which is going to make him general manager, and he's bringing a star player with him.
Oh.
During the DNC last night, watching a bit of the festivities and what's going on in my hometown of Chicago, I got to see President Biden's speech. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen many speeches like that, Melissa. I haven't seen many things like that, whether it's a president, current president, former president, any of the above. I have not seen many speeches like that. And I just appreciate the president for not only his words, but his actions. I think anybody who has paid attention to his political career knows what this position means to him. To walk away from it is something that I don't think not one person on this planet can relate to.
No,
nobody.
He did something that nobody has ever done in that position of president of the United States.
And the parties are set. We have our election all ready to go for November. But that being said, President Biden still has some energy in him. Yes, does anybody realize he gave the longest speech there and gave a longer speech than anybody has given in ages and not just the DNC, but the former President Trump? Nobody else has done anything like that. He was up there for a while and he was on point. He had energy. And I'm just thinking, if there's any country out there that's looking for a president, I mean, like Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday, I mean, maybe Puerto Rico could use somebody. I don't know. He's still got some energy in them. In all seriousness, I appreciate. I don't care that he has an R or a D in front of his name. I care about the man's actions, what he says, that he fights for the American people, and how. If you can't see that, then I beg you to look closer, because it is something that we don't get to see this very often, and it's pretty remarkable. It's also pretty cool to see somebody kind of playing with house money and not having to worry about being reelected and everything, and just kind of letting it all go. And a really important and powerful speech by him.
Yeah.
And a shout out to our news team and everybody down there in the sweet city of Chicago, enjoying themselves, hopefully having getting some good reporting done too as well. We appreciate them.
Yes, indeed.
We are going to be at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. I keep doing that because it's in Marshfield, but I can't. The Central Wisconsin State Fair.
In Marshfield.
Yes. We are so excited about this.
We are excited about this. We will be there today. I will be getting there today with our get our stuff all set up. Jorge will hopefully be joining us either today or tomorrow with the actual Truth Booth stuff, but I will bring along my computer and microphone so that we can record your stories. Tell us what it's like living in the Marshfield community, or if you're visiting Marshfield to, you know, experience the state fair there. It's their 121st year, James.
Oh, man, that's amazing. 121.
Yeah, but we want to hear from you. We want to hear your truth. And then we'll also give you a chance to spin the wheel, maybe win a shirt.
Maybe win some merch.
Yeah. And then you'll also be able to sign up for our newsletter that will be coming sometime down the road.
We're very excited about that. And the sooner you get signed up for it, the more you'll be ready for it. We really appreciate not only what Civic Media is doing so much, not only behind the scenes, but of course on the air here and online as well. Be sure to find out more at civicmedia.us. And I want to shout out the Central Wisconsin State Fair, too, not only for how long they've been doing this and how good of a job they have, but having us there and some of the cool things that they've got, new schedule they've got there. So tomorrow, August 21st, is Senior Day down there. Thursday is Thirsty Thursday. They've got Family Day on Friday, Kids Day on Saturday. Sunday is the Last Blast. Different specials and different things available from there. And on their grandstand main stage, they every year have incredible talent. Today, you've got the Dweebs at 7:30. Tomorrow, Dylan Scott's going to be performing at 7:30, Hairball at 7:30 on Thursday, and Doherty wrapping things up on Friday.
Wow.
Nice
roll. And then the demolition derbies happen on Saturday.
Thank you, Melissa. That's where I wanted to wrap up. Have you ever gotten to see a demolition derby?
And I really don't want to.
And that's teach their own.
Things crashing into each other doesn't really do anything for me. It makes me hurt.
This is the weirdest thing about my brain. I grew up with a phobia of just the driving, and it took me a very late in life to drive. I was in a ton of different accidents as a kid and all of this, and yet somehow my dad took me to a demolition derby. I want to say in Alpine or something like that when I was young, and just enjoyed it. It was fun.
Good for you.
It was fun in the part because I think I my brain knows going into it, these cars are meant to be destroyed.
Right. That's the point.
It's a lot different, and it's going to be a lot of fun. This is something new that they're doing. And as Melissa mentioned, after over 100 years to keep on, refreshing things and making things better and listening to your community and trying to do more and more things for the community, a shout out to them and great work by them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A big shout out to Chris, who I will be seeing later today. Thank you for all she is doing to coordinate the fair.
Melissa and Jorge are going to be down there quite a bit. I'll be down there from 2 to 4 today. Come on and stop by, say hi, win some merch, and let us know what you think of our stations. We're looking forward to talking with you.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be in the main building, so different location than last year. Come find us in the big main building.
I have not been there in over a decade, so this is going to be interesting getting there and finding it and parking and everything. So we're going to see how this goes. And I'm really excited about being out there. And they're letting the zoo animals out, Melissa. We get to go out and play. It's going to be fun. Find out more.
Which zoo animal are you again?
I think I'm a lemur. I think I might be. I would love to say I'm a lion. I would love to say that I'm a tiger or something like that. In my head, I'm a lion. My hair looks like a lion's mane, but I'm probably more like a lemur. I'm a climber. I'm more.
I'm what a groundhog. I just keep popping up everywhere.
Why did that get me so? I didn't see that coming.
I don't know.
Oh, you've already broke me. It's 5 minutes into the show. I'm broken. CentralWisconsinStateFair.com. CentralWisconsinStateFair.com. Check it out and check out all the cool things that they have over there. And we will meet you there, everybody. We're going to be there throughout the week. Make plans to stop on by and say hi. We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our wonderful favorite people over at El Cafe. We encourage you to go visit them. Everybody, go treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe. They're just waiting for you over there, and they're open.
They are. They're open today. It's their first day of the week because it's Tuesday.
Head on over there and enjoy, everybody. Get on over and not only enjoy El Cafe, but enjoy some of the great things that they are offering over there. It's a lot of fun. We encourage you to check it out.
And they have delicious food.
Oh, such delicious food. Be sure to check out the food, the great atmosphere, and of course, along with all of that, just some of the most wonderful people you're going to meet. Mm-hmm. Visit our friends over at El Cafe right now. Head on over there, everybody. Let's go ahead and take a look at our list for today. But before we do, we want more of a list. We want a bigger list. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Yeah, you can email us, james.maloff@civicmedia.us, melissa.k@civicmedia.us. Message us on Facebook, or you can even call up. James, they can call you.
Yes, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. We'd love to hear from you, everybody.
Mm-hmm. And then you have us in your pocket all the time.
All the time. All the time. You can flip it on anytime you need. We appreciate you, everybody.
Wherever you are.
We got a nice list today. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Ooh, let's go with 3.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. Can get right into it. And first up, we got a local special birthday to highlight. Happy 17th birthday to Lucy Faish.
Oh, happy birthday, Lucy.
She is Pam's great niece. She lives in Chi-Octon. We wish her a happy birthday.
Wow. 17. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yes, enjoy. That's a fun age. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. We wish happy birthday as well to Whitney Cronkite.
Happy birthday, Whitney.
Enjoy your day, Whitney. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy 47th anniversary to Jerry and Sandy Klingforth.
Whoa, 47 years. Jerry and Sandy, congratulations.
Congrats, you two. Enjoy. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifiers celebrating their 58th anniversary.
Ooh. Oh, I see you're 47. I'll raise you.
Yeah, exactly. Ray and Carol Jacob.
Ray and Carol, congratulations and happy anniversary.
Congrats to you, too. And congratulations not only on that, but enjoy. And congrats on qualifying. That's awesome. Yeah. We're getting closer to the end of the month here. See who's going to win that free El Cafe. Let's take a look at our celebrity list real quick. Demi Lovato is 32 today.
Demi Lovato.
She's been in the news a lot, not so much for the music part of things, but just for a lot of the work she's been doing on herself and sharing with people. But And let's see. Andrew Garfield is 41. Was Spider-Man in 2 movies, and then in another one, he was Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network, I believe. Or no, he was one of the guys in The Social Network. He's a really good actor. If you get the chance to see him in the movie Hacksaw Ridge, I saw him in the Spider-Man movies, and I was like, he's good, but he didn't blow me away necessarily. Saw him in Hacksaw Ridge, blew me away. Like, yes, this is an actor I will follow. He is good. He's very good. Ben Barnes is 43. Fantastic character actor. Billy on The Punisher, Logan on Westworld, Prince Caspian in The Chronicles of Narnia. He's been in a handful of things. Might have seen him in some TV commercials as well. He's been promoting a phone. I just don't know if it's T-Mobile or which one it is. But
he was in Shadow and Bone.
Yes. Did you see that? I loved that show.
Yeah, I read the books, too.
I really liked the show, and he was very good in it. Mm-hmm. He's a great villain.
They actually did a really good job with that series casting from the book.
Really?
And kept true to the books pretty closely.
That's cool.
I was impressed.
I wasn't blown away by the lead actor. Lead actress, I should say. But I thought she did a good job. But the rest of the cast was almost perfectly cast, I thought. A lot of really good young actors I had never seen before. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the show.
Well, I think that they really did a great job casting her based on how she was portrayed in the book.
Right on. Yeah, cool.
So I think she did a fantastic job.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Oh, she was great. I just, she, with like Billy and some of these other, Ben Barnes and some of these other actors, just they stood out a little bit more to me. That's all. Mm-hmm. But she was really good. An actor that always will and always has stood out to me, Amy Adams is 50 today.
I love Amy Adams.
Lois Lane in the DC movies. She was Connor's grieving mom in Dear Evan Hansen, Giselle in Enchanted, Amelia Earhart in the Night at the Museum movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this is everybody, get ready. If you're going to take a drink of your coffee every time I name drop, I was able to be on the read-through in some of the set work that they did on that first Superman movie that Amy Adams was in. And at the read-through, she couldn't have been nicer to me, and we got talking and everything, her and the rest of the cast, not just her and I. It wasn't solo or anything. We were all talking in a group and stuff. I would say about maybe 3-4 years later, maybe even a little longer, I was at a promotional event for Fox where we were promoting our TV show and everything, and they had a bunch of people there, a bunch of celebrities talking. It was at a winery. And all of a sudden, I hear a voice from behind me, "Your hair! You still have it." I just turn around, and before I can, there's Amy Adams just saying hi to me, just asking how I'm doing. And that's it. And kiss me on the cheek.
Wow.
And yes, I will back her no matter what she does in her life, no matter what she does in her career. She is an amazing human being and couldn't be sweeter. Like, that's the kind of person she is. Why would she remember me? Why would she do that? There's no reason whatsoever for any of that. That's the kind of person she is. So as great of an actor as she is, and she is good, Oscar caliber actor, she is even better person.
Yeah. Julie and Julia, that's the one I was looking for that she made in 2009. I love that movie.
It's a very good movie.
So well, she does everything, you know, really good. But I have to say, I really like her in those types of movies. Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day, also really good, in 2008. Don't Look Up.
A good one. Yeah. She puts a lot of heart in everything she does, and it shows. KRS-One is 59, rap pioneer, one of the greatest rhymers of all time. When KRS-One raps or did rap, it was poetry. It wasn't about, you know, my watch is this rich and, you know, I got this kind of money and all those things. KRS-One was talking about things that people actually care about. Great rapper. Let's see here. Joan Allen is 68, another amazing actor. CIA Deputy Pamela in the Bourne Supremacy and the Bourne movies. She was in Pleasantville, another great actor. Al Roker is 70. Congratulations, Al Roker. Happy birthday to you, sir. What a career. A weatherman for a very long time in morning show TV, but has really been able to expand that into doing other stuff, too. And just one of those fun personalities. A gentleman that we have had on the air with us. Boy, name dropping again here. Rudy Gatlin, 72 today, of the Gatlin Brothers. We're very happy to have been joined by the Gatlin Brothers on Midday Magazine. That was a lot of fun. One of the greater singers of all time, Robert Plant, is 76.
Wow.
If a banshee could sing, it would sound like Robert Plant. It is just one of the more remarkable voices I think any of us have heard, and still singing like that. His career, where he has gone with Alison Krauss and doing so much work with her and everything, it's kind of cool to think about. There's at least two generations out there that know him more for that than being the front man of Led Zeppelin.
Love Led Zeppelin, yeah.
How amazing that is. That's really something. Connie Chung is 78 today, former newswoman.
Wow.
And very good newswoman, I should say. And then as far as people no longer with us, Daryl Abbott, Dimebag Daryl, guitarist for Pantera, Damage Plan, still maybe the best guitarist I ever saw live in person. Had passed away back in 2004, way too darn young. And Benjamin Harrison, born in the state in 1833, passed away in 1901, 5'6" man who rose to be the 23rd president of the United States. And that is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. But we encourage you to get more birthdays and anniversaries to us and celebrate the people that we have shared with you today. We encourage you to do that. Get them to us, everybody, and celebrate with our friends at El Cafe. They're open right now. Go visit them at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And get to our state, local, and sports. We'll come back after taking care of our partners. More fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Little Al Green to play Melissa and I in. One of the smoothest voices you'll ever hear. Hope you're having a good day out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Melissa and I here, and we're going to talk about a couple of things in a little bit here. We've got how many people are washing their feet in the shower. does having a base tan protect you from sun damage? And could we be drinking more coffee? We need to discuss. All of this coming up, but are you looking forward to what are your favorite things about the fair? It got to be one of them. One of them's got to be the food.
Food. Well, yeah.
Food is huge. Food is a big one, not only at the state fair, but just in general.
Now that I'm not 15 anymore, it's not the rides.
So true. Google looked at the state fair foods Americans are Googling the most this year, which ones we're looking up. And the top two this past week were cheeseburger egg rolls and lobster corn dogs.
What?
Both are up for best new food at the Iowa State Fair, which runs through this weekend.
Lobster corn dog. That sounds expensive.
Yes, it does. They also looked at the top deep fried state fair searches for the past week.
And isn't that kind of everything?
I mean, that's what I was going to say. That doesn't just narrow down the list. That makes it so that there's almost nothing left.
Well, hamburgers.
There you go. So the top five are deep fried bubble gum. I've never heard of that before.
Why would you do that?
I didn't even know you could do that. Deep fried butter. I've seen that one before where it's just a stick of butter. Deep fried ranch dressing. Deep fried beer. Now.
So we're deep frying liquids?
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like my brain isn't smart enough to figure out the science of this. Like, how are they doing that? Yeah. And deep fried lemonade.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a very curious about this one. I would try that just to see. So what it is? Okay, I'm looking at it right now, Melissa, and they look like wafers. They froze beer or deep fried beer, and it turns into these almost like kind of like wafers almost. It looks like.
Okay, I have to look this up.
So you chew on them, you bite on them, and everything. All right.
Deep fried beer.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting one. They're almost like cookies, they're saying.
Or like ravioli.
They do look like raviolis. Like thank ravioli. You. Yeah, they do look like raviolis. Yeah. Those are pretty good. I'm going to admit I would try. I love bubble gum, so I would try the deep fried bubble gum. I would definitely try that.
I have a reoccurring bubble gum nightmare, and deep fried bubble gum sounds like it's going to trigger my nightmare.
Yeah, we don't need that. Yeah, you don't want that. Have you had a lot of state fair food? I don't feel like I have. I feel like when I've been at state fairs, it's usually working, and I don't usually take the time to eat. So
I always. Oh well. That's because we're very different people, James. I always take the time to eat. And part of the best part of going to the fair is the food. So, I mean, because usually it's the county fairs that I go to, not necessarily state fairs, or at least that I have in the past. But I always am looking for a corn dog or the mini donuts. Those are my top ones and a gyro. I always try to get a gyro.
Yeah, right on. Funnel cakes are a must. I have had those before, and they're wonderful.
They're good, but they don't do as much for me.
Similar to what you said earlier, since I'm not 14 anymore, younger, I should say younger, cotton candy doesn't really do anything for me. Cotton candy actually angers me in some ways. Like, for me personally, like I'm chewing it, I'm eating it, I'm doing all this work, and it's like air. I get nothing.
Yeah. It's sweet air, though.
That's true. But I have always wanted, at least since I heard about them, I've always wanted to try a fried Oreo. I'm going to see if they got one down there at the Central Wisconsin State Fair.
Okay. Yeah.
That one I would try.
They definitely, I know they have the cream puffs. Those are good.
Yeah. Those are good.
Chilled sweet treat. And the big buckets of lemonade, like fresh lemonade. Mm-hmm. Like they're pressing the lemons. Ugh. And it's a big, big bucket you get, which is pretty cool.
Corn dogs. Corn dogs, of course, a staple of state fairs, and all fairs, really. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes they have, last year when I was at the Marshfield Fair, they had a Cajun food truck that had, I want to say they were like alligator bites and gumbo. Like Louisiana style food, which was, I did get some of that. It was really good.
I
had some kind of sandwich that was delicious.
A poor boy or?
I think it was like blackened catfish.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. on a hoagie.
I wouldn't say I grew up on Louisiana food, but my best friend when I was a kid in Chicago, his family was from there, right outside of New Orleans. And they'd make gumbo and some things here and there and got to try them. And just as picky of an eater as I am, that's one style of food that I'll eat whatever's in it. Like gumbo, that kind of stuff. Just good, good. There's something that hits your soul. It just feels good.
It's very highly seasoned.
yeah. And what are your favorite state fair foods? What are your favorite things about the fair? Call up and let us know, everybody. We'd love to hear you. What are fried pickle chips? I forgot about those. I don't know why that popped in my head, but that.
Giant pickles on a stick. I don't know that I've ever had one, but I always want one.
It
looks like a lot of pickle.
Maybe I'll try that one. Come on down and try them all. Try all the food at the Wood County's Central Wisconsin State Fair going on. It kicks off today, everybody. We'll meet you down there. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting into another topic with you here, Melissa. Washing our feet. Our poor feet. We just don't respect our feet enough. We don't treat them well enough. But you and I were talking yesterday a little bit about how we're one of the few things we will spend on is shoes.
Right. Invest in quality shoes.
Yeah. There is some love we have for our feet, even if it's fashion related sometimes. but most people don't feel they're most limber first thing in the morning. And we understand that. No judgment here or anything.
No.
It is a good opportunity to start stretching early in the morning, especially when you're feeling that. Get some water in you. Get some stretches in. And maybe that'll help when it comes to cleaning yourself. Because in a new poll, people were asked, do you wash your feet in the shower? And 60% said yes. So, yeah, that's good.
Okay, more than half. Good.
They make it a point to actually wash their feet. But 37% like flat out said no, that they just let the water run over their feet.
Well, I mean, you know, you're soaping up your legs or whatever, and it's washing down across your feet. So, I mean, they're kind of getting washed.
Kind of. I love what you did there. I love what you did there. That is the most manly you've ever sounded. That is the most like a guy you have ever sounded.
I don't know if I should be flattered or not.
Oh, definitely not. No, I'm kidding. But another part of this that I thought was interesting is some people actually like wrote in, not every time, but yes. Like they were feeling guilty. It's a blind survey. They were, but they still felt guilty about it. I only bring this up because I was actually curious about it. A person that I used to work in radio with over in California, they were adamant about, and he was a guy. He was adamant. Why would it? What you were just saying right there, Melissa, the water and the soap just washes down there. So why? So I actually looked into this a little bit to see, does that actually work? Does that actually count? No, not at all. Not even close, everybody, because that water that's hitting it tends to be dirty. Tends to be dirty water. But the what I was able to read on this subject and everything, you know your feet. If you're out in the garden all day or out, you know, mud or whatever, you get your feet dirty, of course, wash them. If you don't, then make sure to get them wet and, you know, try to clean them off as best you can. But, yeah.
Well, you know, between your toes, those are so crevices you need to wash. And you know how your feet smell. Probably, or don't smell. So, yeah, your feet.
There is no equivalent to the, like, with bad breath and bad feet smell. Because with bad breath, somebody gives you a mint. your feet smell, what do you do with it? You give them some, you know, here's some slip-ons.
Show them the door.
That's a drop the mic. We're going to go to break. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here. Nobody's going to break our stride. We're going to keep on moving. Good stuff coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to get into some entertainment news, talk about some local theater. And I want to talk about an article that I came across in the New York Times. I was not able to read it because the New York Times is, of course, behind a paywall, which I refuse to pay for in some ways. And at the same time, I feel like I have to because I believe in journalism. It's this back and forth thing. But we'll get into that a little bit later because they actually talked about a local Wisconsin theater. I want to touch on, I want to highlight a little bit. But right now, got to get into this one. Does having a base tan protect you from sun damage? Perfect time to find out about this right at the end of summer.
well, you know, we can get burnt all winter too, James.
Very, like,
It's not like it goes away.
Good point. does that base tan you've picked up this summer mean you don't have to worry about sunblock as much? Someone asked dermatologists, and the answer is no. You should still be lathering it on. Mm-hmm. A base tan technically is sun damage, and the amount of protection it offers is minimal. They say it's like wearing SPF 4 at the best. I don't know what that means. That might be enough to help keep some people from getting burned, but just avoiding a sunburn doesn't mean you're in the clear. Too much sun increases your chances of skin cancer down the road, even if you don't get burned. It also causes premature aging, things like wrinkles and fine lines. So even with a nice base tan you've got, you should still be wearing sunblock for the last stretch of summer and anytime you're out in the sun. Dermatologists say at least SPF 30.
Yeah. I have SPF 55 and 70.
Okay. Okay.
Just so, because I don't know why the two different ones is just what I have.
Yeah, yeah. I mentioned this before, just to, you know, for newer listeners out there. I've never, you know, had to use sunblock growing up. We just, in my family, we just get darker during the summer, and that's about it. I've never burned. I've never had to really think or worry about that stuff, so I don't know very much about it. I really don't know the SPF stuff or anything like that. I'm just starting to learn about these things. As a kid, I could never... I could never understand, and this is part because I you know, growing up with a lot of racial conversations and a lot of cultural conversations, that why white people would do this to themselves. I don't know how else to put it. I don't know what else to say. It never made sense to me. I didn't quite understand it. Reading this article and reading another article that piggybacked off of it, it makes even less sense to me. Because I was always told when I would ask somebody why they did this, going in and got a base tan or anything like that, or sat out in the sun for a while, it was to prevent sun damage. It was to prevent being burned and all these things. When that is a burn... Like, well, wait a minute here. Like, so I don't know. I admit I don't know this subject, but I'm trying to learn more about it because even I have had to start to wear sunblock as I've gotten older. And the sun is just, you know, the way the environment has gotten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that the UV rays are more damaging now than they were in the past because of the I don't know the science, James, but I know that our ozone is not the same as it was.
Right.
And that more UV rays can get through and damage our skin. So I have very fair skin, but as a teenager, I would go out and get a tan. It wasn't for sun protection. It was because tans were sexy.
Okay. That makes sense. We've done a lot more things for appearance. The things that men and women have put themselves through. We've got a call coming in. Go ahead. Well, you finish.
I was just
going
to say, but now it's protect. Mm-hmm. I don't want cancer.
Right. Good morning. You're on the air.
Tell us that here, right? We can't get burned in the winter. Pizza burnt.
Okay. Interesting. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Feel free to call up, everybody. 715-424-2600. Love to hear from every one of you. 715-424-2600. We got a little time here, Melissa. We're going to dive into this. Everybody, we could be drinking more coffee.
Oh, I did send you this article.
Yes, and a big shout out to not only Melissa Kay for sending this one to me, but Lindsay Cordell, who wrote this article some years back.
Wideopencountry.com.
Yeah, you can go to wideopencountry.com and still find the article. And so this is basically about Americans in drinking coffee and how we how often we can. And the multiple studies that go on about the beverage and whether or not they're beneficial.
Is it good for us? Is it bad for us? Can it help disease?
Diseases. It does seem to go back and forth a bit. Keep in mind, this article is from a couple of years ago, but I bring that up in part because the work that the British Heart Association did on this subject is still like canon. It is actually the base work for a lot of the heart research that is being done right now. I don't know if you knew this or you couldn't know, of course, Melissa, that this would send me on a rabbit hole of down a rabbit hole, I should say, of just kind of looking into this subject a little bit more and what they did with this survey that they did. Because the British Heart Association concluded a study and suggested that drinking coffee, included in people who drink up to 25 cups a day, is not associated with having stiffer arteries.
Say what?
Yeah. The headlines are all over that you could drink this. However, these sorts of claims are only vaguely true, and not to mention an irresistible for coffee lovers. First thing first, the research that they were able to do was first presented at the British Cardiovascular Society in Manchester, and was partially funded by the British Heart Association. So I always like to put those things out there so people understand. When we get the when I have that kind of information, I want people to know who is doing the studies and who's got their hands in the pocket and all that. Study researched over 8,000 people in the UK who drank anywhere from less than one cup of coffee to 25 cups of a day. And after going MRI, heart scans, and infrared pulse wave rates, the research showed that no increased stiffness of arteries was associated with those who drank up to a high limit of coffee. So that part
is... So it doesn't stiffen the arteries. Okay, good.
That part we know. That part is good. And although the study included individuals who drink up to that much, the average intake amongst the highest coffee consumption group was about 5 cups a day. That was about the most they really did see the average person or most people doing it.
Because even 5 cups of coffee a day, that's a lot of coffee, James.
Yeah. And according to the Mayo Clinic, 400 milligrams of caffeine a day is considered safe. This is about 4 cups of brewed coffee. So they are saying that this is a safe to drink. The negative effects of coffee go past the threat of arterial stiffness, of course. There are other fears about that when it comes to it. So you certainly everybody...
Should I go through the other negative side effects briefly?
Sure.
Insomnia, James?
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
No, I just had to pause there for a moment. Yeah, headaches, yeah. Nervousness, upset stomach, muscle tremors, restlessness, inability to control urination. And it's also very dangerous to mix caffeine with certain medications. So you want to be careful with that, because then you're looking at elevated risk of heart attack, strokes, and even seizures.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Melissa. And certainly everybody, anytime we're talking about this or any kind of subject like this, keep in mind that everybody is different. Every person is different. Talk to your doctor. If you have questions, reach out. Find out more. Do some homework yourself on these things.
And I don't know, James, 25 cups of anything is a lot.
So years and years, like everybody else out there, you know, heard the study or you were told in a class or something like that. How many cups of water a day?
Eight.
We were supposed to drink 8 cups of water a day. We've heard different studies here and there about 6 or 8 or whatever. I can't even get that in, let alone I couldn't. And honestly, as much as I'm joking about how much I love coffee and everything, it's more for the bit, for the segment. I've actually gone the other direction in the last, I'd say, almost 2 years. Yeah. I limit myself to my coffee in the morning. And I, once in a blue moon, I once. So I guess today I could do it.
Today you could do it. Thanks, Brittany.
Yeah, thank you, Brittany. Shout out to you. I will have maybe a coffee at night, because I really do love coffee at night. There's something about it. I just love the set. I love.
Says the man who doesn't sleep.
Yeah, but honestly, caffeine doesn't feel like it affects me that much. Like I could be dog tired, drink coffee, and fall right to sleep. Where everybody's different though, and my body is weird, so I keep those things in mind.
You're not the only one. There are other people who have no trouble drinking or who have no trouble sleeping after drinking coffee.
The study,
I am not one of those people. I can't drink coffee after like noon.
See now that's so important to know. I feel like a lot of people that between our age range that they're learning that late in life and figured it out late.
It's weird though, James, because I can have a soda with dinner and still go to sleep, but I cannot drink coffee after noon. Around like 3 o'clock. It's pretty much my cutoff.
Huh. That is interesting.
It is. It's weird. Like you said, everybody is different.
Yeah. And the research kind of concluded with just stick to the 3 or 4 cups a day and make sure to always, read out these studies and look into it. And again, reaching out to your local doctor and everything. Mm-hmm. But
And also water. Water
is your friend. Water is all of our friends.
If you're drinking that much coffee, it's taking all the water out of your body.
Yeah, yeah. and I mean, man, we're made of water. We're drink more water, everybody, please. Mm-hmm.
It's good for you.
Stay hydrated out there. We're going to touch on this again before we wrap up, but I did want to remind everybody that we have a blood drive going on here in Wisconsin Rapids today from 10 to 3 o'clock.
That is right. It's at the former East Junior High School, right?
Yeah, yeah, right in the cafeteria. Due to construction kind of going on over there, you're going to probably park in the 6th Street parking lot, enter into the cafeteria field house door, where we used to sneak out when I was a kid. And on over there, 10 to 3 today. All you heroes, we appreciate you that it can donate. Thank you so much to every one of you donating out there.
And if you can't make it today, they're also there next Monday, the 26th, from 2 to 7.
Keep that in mind, everybody. We have a handful of other opportunities for you to donate coming up here in town. On the 21st at Camp Sacagawea, tomorrow, they're going to be taking donations from 12 to 5. That's, again, at Camp Sacagawea at 3910 at Chestnut Street. And then
one at McMillan Library on the 23rd, right?
Yeah, Friday? Yeah, you got it.
From
yeah.
10 to 3.
Right on, yes. Go check that out and donate if you can, everybody. We appreciate you. We'll be back with more show coming up, the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media.